You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 2. I read until verse 3 rather. There was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Brethren, when you look at what Nicodemus said and the response of Jesus, it will look as if they are discussing different subject matter. But in reality, they are discussing the same subject matter. First, I want to say that you must be wary of praise singers, people who love to sing your praise, people who love to tell you the things that you want to hear. You must not be moved by human commendations. Don't allow your heart to be moved by human praises. People will come and praise you so that you can like them. People will come and praise you so that you can be in their good books. He came to Jesus and said to Jesus that, "You see, we know you are a good teacher." I was thinking maybe Jesus would say, "Oh, God bless you. So you have come to acknowledge me." Brethren, it is not about people acknowledging us. It is not about us. Be careful of praise singers. They are going to come very subtle. You know, this may not look on the surface like praise singing, but yet it is. And, you know, he came at night, he came alone, almost as if he wants to be in the good book of Jesus, that among all the Pharisees, at least I'm one of those that will belong to you. We know that you are genuine. But Jesus didn't fall for all of that. The second issue is that acknowledging that Jesus came from God is different from being born again. You can acknowledge that Jesus came from God and still not be born again. Jesus was so focused on what the real matter is. The real matter is not somebody coming to say, "Oh, Broshegun, we thank God for your ministry. Your ministry is true, is real." That does not change anything. The real issue is that, are you born again? Are you going to heaven? Are you a candidate to reign with Jesus in eternity? Will you dwell with Jesus in the new heaven and the new earth? That is what is most paramount. It doesn't matter the number of commendations of praises here and there. It doesn't change anything. You see, people, human beings can be so deceitful. They will come to you to acknowledge you, almost as if to say, by that acknowledgement, we are already part of you. You are not part. Except you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And look at Jesus. He was not afraid to tell anybody the truth. He didn't try to win an influential Pharisee to his own side. He told him the truth. If you are not born again, you are not part of the kingdom of God. Acknowledging that I came from God, acknowledging that all I'm doing is through the power of God, does not mean that you have become born again. The question is, are you born again? Are you saved? Are you born again? Or you just mentally acknowledge Jesus. You know that, oh, Jesus must have come from God. Only those who become new creation. If a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Only those who have that experience are counted as members of the kingdom of God. Those are the people that can see the kingdom of God. Those are the people that will reign with Jesus. It does not matter all the acknowledgement you have. The question to you today again is this: are you born again? For except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. May the Lord Jesus give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For counseling, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.